Blog Talk Radio.
To do everything but fail. This is Doctrine of Truth, your host. Amen. We're here today with you, and we are continuing to say, be cheer up, because God is be with you. Amen. In the background, you have the Hawkins singings speaking to us about cheer up, my brother, and cheer up, my sister. Amen. We're going to pray. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for those that are here, those that are listening, and those that are going to listen, oh God, wherever they might be. Lord, we ask you to touch them through your spirit of your Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and bind Satan's hand on every part and build them up where they've been torn down. Loose, oh God, increase and hold and encourage those that are lost. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Like, we're reaching out tonight because of the fact and today, wherever you might be, amen, you might have been hurt or broken, amen, things that have happened, and you find yourself discouraged and lonely and downhearted, amen. And we want you to cheer up. We know when Jesus said in the last days in the book of Matthew's 24, Jesus said, many shall come in his name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. False messiahs lead many astray into false religion and false occult groups. We know there are many, many teachers that you never heard of would come up. Amen. It seems as though they have the truth, seems as though they have the direction, and you find yourself discouraged and broken, amen. We want to hear, amen, always the doctrine of truth from the grassroots level, amen. The Bible says get wisdom or get all you can get is understanding. And when you get your understanding out of mouth of two or three witnesses, amen, God say, let my word be established. So we have, and we would like to, amen, to have you to call in, amen, from time to time, and share your testimony and share what God has given you. And the Holy Spirit can give us the revelation, amen, on the subject matter. Amen. You can call in, amen, at 1-347-215-8816. You can call in also at toll-free number 855-236-2252. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air, and we come to encourage. We come to encourage. We come to cheer you up. Amen. We come to cheer you up, not to tear you down, not to put you down because you made mistakes. Amen. There's many things. Listen to our sister here, and as she share with us, amen, cheer up, my brother, amen, by the Hawkins Singers.
Go!
And that's the point. That is the point. Many times we overlook the point. Amen. We're going to find peace and happiness in Jesus Christ. We'll find it in him. We have to get excited. We have to practice this religion. We have to practice living. Amen. And once you get wrapped up and tied up, it'll be like any other sport event. Amen. It could be like any other career that you have. You love it. You care about it. You wrap yourself up in it and say, okay, I made this mistake, but I'm not going to give up on what I love and I care about. And that's Jesus Christ and what God has given you. And our endeavor is always to give you the whole gospel, not a part of it, but give you the whole gospel. Amen. Jesus come, amen, to destroy the works of the enemy. Amen. He come to destroy what the enemy have brought to this earth, God's own house, God's own plan. This is God's own vineyard. Amen. We had an intruder that came in, just tore down, tore up, lied, steal, kill, and he took over the earth, but he didn't take over God. God evicted him, kicked him out, amen. So he decided to come and run havoc on God's creation. But the Lord allowed us to have the power to build his kingdom, to build his place again. And through God's men and women, amen, God has given us the ability, amen, to withstand and rebuild in his name through his son, Jesus Christ. We're going to read the book of 1 Timothy, amen, and this is one of the main topics we're going to take from tonight concerning warning against, amen, false teaching. And Paul was telling the preacher, amen, concerning the sixth chapter, he said, let as many servants that are under the yoke count their own master worthy of honor. Let the name of God be not, and his doctrine be not blasphemed. And they have having believing master, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to the wholesome word, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but done about questioning and strife of words, whereof evil, strife, railing, evil submissing, perverse disputing of men of corrupt minds, and distribute of truth, supporting that the gain is godliness. For such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. Amen. We want you to know that, amen, tonight, that God has an answer to all false doctrine. And today in time, in this end time, this is the end time because of wars and rumors of wars, Jesus said, amen, and many have fallen from the faith because of, amen, the things that are happening to this earth, things that are happening to other people and close friends, amen. But Jesus said these are times of sorrow. He said that these are times of sorrow, and he said that teachers would come. They will come, and they did come, and they are here, amen, and they are spreading false doctrine. They're not giving the total gospel. They're not giving you the total message what Jesus came to do. He not only come to save, but he come to heal. He came to heal and deliver. Amen. Isaiah 53, he talks about by his stripes we are healed. By his stripes. So he just didn't do, amen, a part of the job. He just didn't come down to the earth. God didn't send his son just to earth. He loved the world, and Jesus showed up, and he looked around, and he find the world destroyed. People are hurt, sick, broken, contaminated, amen, with all the power and creation that he had in his life, because he is God, amen, in the flesh, he start restoring. Jesus start restoring. He start adding, start healing and building again. Amen. And building back, that's what was restored. Amen. That's what Isaiah, in the book of Acts, the 10th chapter, said Jesus Christ, amen, was anointed of the Holy Ghost and with power and went about healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. Amen. And that's a whole new discussion, because of the fact that we will be torn down. We will be discouraged. We are going through some trials and tribulation. Amen. But we want you to remember, amen, that's the job of the church today and time. Amen. Churches and pastors, amen, and leaders of God's people have to warn you, amen, about what's happening. They have to warn. That's a part of the work. Amen. Why so much sorrow? Why so much destruction? Amen. This is God's work. This is God's work. And he warns us. Amen. Not only are we going to tell you, amen, what to look out for, but at the latter part of this program, we will tell you, amen, how, amen, to restore, and how God give you, amen, information and things how to restore. Amen. We want you to hear a little bit more of this song. We want you to cheer up. Then we're going to take callers. Amen. And I will... Cheer up, cheer up, cheer up. Live in the faith. He's not dead. He's alive. He's still living, and he cares for us. He cares for us. Amen. He cares for us. And amen. Don't lead the faith. Peter had made a statement, and when Jesus did so many miracles and they left him, amen, because of this order of miracles and bread and the loaves, and he turned around to the disciples and said, "Are you going to leave me too?" And Peter said, "Lord, where else can we go? Where else can we go?" And this is the point. You should practice, love God, and amen, until you get it to that point. Amen. Amen. We're going to take a caller. Amen. We're going to take a caller. Amen. God bless you. You're on the air. Amen. God bless you.
Praise God, Bishop. I wanted, Brother Hester, I wanted to weigh in on that. When I look over in the book of Mark, and the Lord talked about false Christ and false prophets, mm-hmm. and how they'll show signs and wonders. You're talking about healing, and they show signs and wonders. You know, mm-hmm. if we live in a time when many people don't want to be a follower. They want to be a lead, want people to follow them. And you have to be mindful that the message that they are bringing, the doctrine that they are bringing to us, that the body of Christ has got to do their due diligence and see do the doctrine line up with the Word of God.
Yes.
You know, it's our responsibility as saints to take that Word and go and get in our study room, wherever we read our Bible and study it and see did the word that was coming forth line up with the doctrine or the gospel itself. And sometimes that is your best way to find out whether you are dealing with false doctrines or teachings or not, is the word that's coming forth lining up with the word of God.
Amen. Amen. Now, I just had a thought that when you were saying that, do you think that, in your observation, those that have been led away and astray, are they babes in Christ? Do you believe that they are more babes in Christ?
Amen. I think they're babes, but more so than babes, I think that I think a lot of people are looking and searching for an answer, and being babes in Christ, often they believe if they just go to the house of God, they'd be led, you know, they won't be led astray. And being babes, they don't know yet to question the doctrine that's coming forth. They don't even understand the doctrine, let alone knowing to question the doctrine itself.
Right. So
I think that's where a lot of people are caught up. You have people who know that there are not many people at verse in the Word of God. You know, back a few years ago, a lot of our people were not exposed to formal education. So there was only a good handful of us that could really read the Word. And so people trusted those who had the form of knowledge that they would read the word and trusted them to pass it on to those who were not able to. Now in these days, you know, formal education is not so much a problem anymore, but the thing about it is that most people don't want to go into the church house. So when someone comes along and he's out amongst the people preaching the word, the people out there accept what it is because they have never been inside the church house to know the difference.
Very good point, because I got that revelation when you were speaking there, and you know I thought about this. Jesus said, "Many will come in my name," and I heard an example. One mother was talking about how she watched the cat and how this cat caught a bird. And he just stood still and stared at the bird. And long as the bird was watching him, he slowly creeped up on him. He kind of, you know, put the bird in a trance. Amen. But then a noise came up, just a little noise, and the bird changes, you know, looked to see what the noise is. And the cat ran to catch the bird because he knew he had lost the trance on him. He had lost him. And you know, the world, the false teachers, they throw out what they heard that the church should be like, and they use in all type of methods to capture people, you know, and draw them in. But if we as saints and those that know what's right, we have a responsibility to kind of distract them to the truth.
Amen. And they are people who have a form and a fashion of the word. A lot of times you'll find that these people, you look at their covering over these people that's standing there in the pulpit and see, many times you'll see these people have no covering. Who is their father in Christ? Or you find that what is their personal life worth? You'll find a lot of these people never had a job in their lifetime. And so they know they can come. It's easy to come and stand before the people and get a following to support them simply because they're lazy people who don't want to go out and make a living.
So
the first thing, people coming in the house of God, they need to understand, examine, first of all, who's speaking to you? Who is this person? Do they have a covering? And when they have a covering, you got to sit there and you got to take some notes and take that word home And the word says you've got to try the word by the word. There's always a verse to justify whatever verse that the man or woman of God give you.
Mm-hmm.
You have a job to do once you enter the house. You just can't sit there and be idle. You got to go to work now because, see, your faith is going to come by your due diligence. You just can't sit there. Christ paid a sacrifice for us. Now, we're going to have to pay a price to get this salvation. That means you can't just come sit up in here now and go idle. And many times people come sit up in the ministry, eyes wide open, and they dead asleep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, they don't have anything
all
in
right,
hand.
All right. We thank you. God bless you, and always for your great comments. We have the line is open for those that have comments concerning false teaching, and as well as why you think many are being drawn away, amen, into these doctrines. And we have another caller, amen, and we can go right ahead. And caller, you're on the air. God bless you. God bless you. Hello? Yes. Hello? Okay. All right. We are, amen, we're having someone else. We'd like to have your testimony, your call, your input. Amen. Caller, you on the air. Go right ahead. Concerning, yes, uh-huh. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh. Go right ahead.
Oh.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. This is Minister Walter Wardlaw. I just wanted to comment. You know, in today's society, with the teachings of false teachings and prophets out there, I think it's really, really frustrating, you know, as far as being a fellow minister and you go around and you see that there are so many people really, yeah, really serious about wanting to join the church and wanting to be a part of the Christian lifestyle. And you have so many that are using showmanship and using different things that are not of God. And they're really hurting people. You know, it's really turning people away from not wanting to be even a Christian. You know, because it's really discouraging when you go in and you see, you know, you have people that stand up and they give words and they're not scripture based, you know, and it's very discouraging, you know. And I believe God is gonna come down and show His wrath to those that are not following by His scripture and those that are using His name. And it's not the case. You know, I think you have a lot of people that are saying that God told me this and God told me to tell you this. And I don't believe that's the case. You know, you go to a service sometimes and you see where you'll see there's a certain prophet or pastor come in and he'll say, well, God told me to tell you to sow $1,000. I don't care if it's your bill money or what, you know.
Oh.
And that has happened so much and people have been taking so much back that it's been beginning to hurt people, and it's beginning to hurt the body of Christ. And I believe that God is to a level where God is going to come down and show Himself because it's going on too much.
Right. God bless you. I appreciate you even that input. And, you know, it's two ways you can approach this. As being a child of God, and like brother was saying prior to your comments, that, you know, babes can get caught because we trust the house of God, and the false prophets know, and the false prophets know, and the teachers know that once they get saved, it's just like they have a respect for God. Like somebody, you know, tell children, oh, the fire's hot, and once they put their finger there, oh. You know, when they see fire again, they know it's hot. And once a person gets saved and they realize God is alive, oh, my God. And they never expected this would happen to me. And they never expected a man would stand up, a woman would say, God told me. I would never thought that person was lying. I never. But it took hurt. It took crying. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit, he was the one that led me out. He led me out through ways and means I didn't understand. But it takes others that are seasoned of God to continue to go out there and spread that word and touch your brothers and sisters. Just be led by the Holy Spirit. Just kind of, you know, pray and ask God, Lord, show me, you know. And be persistent and, you know, like God told Joshua, amen, be strong and courageous. You know, when you know you're involved in the wrong environment, you got there, you was invited, just put the little finger up. You know, we was in church, we learned to put the finger up, usher, we ease out. That's what you have to do. I was in a program, I had to leave. Me and my wife had to leave, and I told the usher, tell my friend I got to go. And I was easing out. And this man on the pulpit, you know, I have respect for him. He was busy. Nobody leave. Close the door. I said, oh, Lord, I know you're not. And, you know, I'm sorry. But anyway, I appreciate your comment. God bless you. God bless you. Thanks for calling. We have another one on the line. Please. All right, you on the air. God bless you. We're talking about false teaching and being hurt and go right ahead. Go right ahead. You're on the air. Go right ahead.
Hello, Bishop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good to have you.
I'm enjoying you again tonight.
Always have you around.
Brother Garrett.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm listening to the conversation, amen, and it's a very troublesome thought to me. I see that. I see that the Lord have moved on you to go after this thing because man have always tried to fix his own problem. Even from the garden, you see, and what man could do was to start killing one another, destroying one another. And what's another man's, even what's not his, he start taking it.
Uh-huh.
Amen. So that's why God sent the flood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even from there, man have found grace in the sight of God, and that's the point right there. Mm-hmm. Today we witness that. Man is trying to solve his own problem, which is sin, and mm-hmm. have turned even after receiving the Lord's forgiveness and getting in the body, some are turning the grace of God into lasciviousness.
Yes.
And that's something now they saying money is the answer. You know. Mm-hmm. You give this and you give that, and God will do this for you, and so forth and so on. But mm-hmm. the answer is still the same. He sent Jesus, amen, since man was trying to solve his problem through the ages, mm-hmm. in the fullness of time, the word said, Jesus came.
Yes.
And the answer is what Jesus came to do and say. Now, he came and said, now give me your sins, and that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's what separated mm-hmm. us from God. So what I agree totally with the preachers that were talking because we are trying to apply a doctrine that's not of God. God didn't say mm-hmm. these things. We're trying to apply that on top of sin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you remove the sin, then you couldn't receive the false doctrine. And see,
okay.
Another thing, Bishop, in short, another thing, you got people that sent by the devil. You don't want to see it like that, but they sent by the devil, saying
uh-huh.
that God said. Am I making sense? They're talking good. Paul spoke of men in fair speech, you
mm-hmm,
see,
mm-hmm.
but they don't have faith. So mm-hmm. so you got a good internet type gospel going on, amen. But It don't wash away. It don't remove sin. Now, if the true gospel is preached, there's no failure in that. True gospel is preached full of love, and there's no failure in love. In other words, God will do what man is unable to do. So it's, it goes round and round and round. And I'm totally agree with what the brother's saying. He need to talk a little bit more because, listen, the answer, amen, is Jesus is just like God sent Jesus to take away our sins. He coming again.
Yes.
And those that love God will only be the one goes. You see? Mm-hmm. So right now the Lord is still pouring out his love to get us, amen, to do what? Present your body, he says. Romans 8:9-10? Present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. You see what I'm saying? This is the reasonable thing. This is what God is asking for. They go to an Old Testament principle. Don't come before me with your hands empty. Bring it on.
No.
Bring your tired soul. Let the gospel, let the waters of the gospel wash you. Let me shut up because I'm getting fired up by this It needs to be said, Brother Bishop. It really needs to be talked about.
All right. You know, God gave me a revelation one night. I had to go back inside the church, and as I was walking, and he spoke to me, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, rather. He said, when you see two people walking together, one is a minister of the devil. And I thought about that because many years ago, you know, I was coming up as children and we have partners, and, you know, sports and different things. It always was a dominant person somewhere, amen, wanted to take over. They call them bullies today. But there was always one smooth and keen, you know, was able to grab a group, but he was taking them the wrong way. We had a brother, we went out fishing. All the time we go out fishing, but he was disobedient to his parents. He beat up his grandmama. You know, he was a textbook problem because of broken homes and whatever. And we all went out to the ocean to fish in the channel. And thank God for prayer. And my mind said, don't go with the group. And this man thought he was invisible. He jumped out in that swim in that current and tried to draw the rest of them with him. They told me about it. But he got out there and that current was running about 3 or 4 miles an hour. And they pull him down, they find him 30 miles away. If you watch now, take a look around the community or whatever. If you watch two people, one is being led by somebody. And if he doesn't have nobody praying for that person or other one, that's how you be led away. I just want to share that with you all. All right, we have another person on the line. All right, you only on the air here and go right ahead. Call you on the air. All right. We're getting close to the close, and we said that we were going to go into some of the solution. Now, when Jesus said that, there's going to be many deceivers, and many going to come, and, you know, and we don't have enough time to cover this subject concerning Acts 10:38, amen, but just put that in your studies, Acts 10:38. Jesus of Nazareth was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. Now, the Holy Ghost come to those who accept Christ as Lord and Savior. And this goes into, you know, Jesus, he is a man of God. He's man and God. And why would God want to anoint Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power? But to let you know, back to the time when Peter and them, they preached that gospel, and they told him, don't you preach no more in the name of Jesus. They let him go. But they went back to the brother and they had in prayer meeting, and the same Holy Ghost that shook during the time of Pentecost shook again in the prayer room. You know, we all need another feeling. We all need a second dip. We all need, like David said, Lord, don't take your Holy Ghost from me. And Lord, fill my cup till my cup runneth over. It's times, these times, we will get low. You will feel like you low in spirit. You feel like, you know, you can't make it. And that's what a revival is supposed to be, reviving. You have a crusade, have a crusade. We're lost, but saints need to be revived. We need to be revived. We need constantly be aware, amen, that, amen, once you got you what you had yesterday, and I know I got a couple of brothers on the line, ministers have gone through, amen, some things through operation, trials and tribulations, and amen, and we wanted you to share, amen, your testimony. When Jesus said, I'll be with you always, he means that. He means exactly what he said. He didn't say you have to be in church. Yes, you need to come there and fill up, hear the word of God. Amen. And we need to rejoice. But sometimes you're going to be down. Sometimes you're going to be, amen. You're going to be like Adam. And God looked on Adam. He looked on Adam. See, mm-hmm. Adam is not good. Brother Hester, I think that's you.
Yeah.
Amen.
I what you see. I feel what you're saying there. I know one thing, that if you get in a situation at that time where that all you can pull on is what you know. And when I was a little boy, I had a deacon. He always said, you know what you know. And I always thought that was the kind of a dumb thing to say, but when I had double pneumonia, I couldn't make a sound.
Yeah,
the only
yeah.
thing I could think of was that the Lord told Satan that you could try Job, but
mm-hmm.
you don't have charge. You don't have charge over his life. And that mm-hmm. verse, I thought in my heart as I lay there in the hospital because I couldn't make a sound.
Mm-hmm.
And that verse is what echoed through my mind. And when I came out of there, for the first time in my life, I got the revelation of what that old deacon was saying. When you know what you know, there are going to be many times you're going to be in a situation, you got to have that verse in your heart because you mm-hmm. may not be able to make a sound, but it's going to mm-hmm. carry you through. For God can hear even the silence of a whisper, but you got to have
mm-hmm.
it in you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good, very good. You reminded me of... I had my little operation the first time. I was laying up looking at the top of the... When you're on that gurney, you look at the rooftop and you hear men walking and talking. And you expect for them to be positive. And they're talking about the game and this, that, and the other. And Isaiah came across my mind. He said, keep your mind on me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll keep you in perfect peace. You know. And go right ahead. Go right ahead. Okay. All right. Go right ahead.
Brothers, he hit the foundation of really our total existence. See,
mm-hmm.
see if any man would hear. See any man,
mm-hmm.
and he would receive God's word. You see, God will hear him, any man.
Mm-hmm,
but you see,
mm-hmm.
see what's happening. Sometimes we fall into places like that. You understand? So that
mm-hmm.
the love of God could reach us.
Mm-hmm.
And when the love of God reaches, it reaches us because we have what? Received that word. Now
amen.
The brother just said, all he could think about was Job's situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so what God does, he responds to his word. See, it's all fixed. See, he can't lie. The word said he watches over his word. His word and to perform it. So the simple truth is, when you go to church, folks, hear what the Word of God is saying.
Yes.
Not only that, not just don't hear it, but receive it. Just like sitting up in church eating biscuits. Eat the biscuit, amen, and let it go down. Amen, and God will hear you. Matter of fact, that word will lift you. I don't care how close you are to the pit. And that's what he did for me. So what I'm saying, I'm going to switch for just a second here to show you how man is trying to fix his own problem. And the problem is today, Bishop, is just like you said, the refilling of the Spirit. You see, he always lead us to God, lead us away from self. So what is the application, the type of word that's being preached today? Being applied, trying to be applied on top of sin. Folk, don't tell. Okay. You got to tell people about the sin. You see what I'm saying? You got to mention it. And that's what the Holy Ghost come to come and lead and guide you into the truth. You can't do it without him. If you talk to folk without the anointing, you simply just making them mad. You see, making them comfortable. So what I'm saying is this. Look at this self thing with the homosexual thing. And it's growing out of proportion. You see what I'm saying? Ain't no God set it up for man to what? Reproduce. So it's a slap in God's face. You see what I'm saying? And the word clearly says it's an abomination. But now people today they get certified. You speak up. You say I'm gay, and you can go to the White House. You see what I'm saying? So you see the danger that the time we are living in, because what? People are saying it's pretty. They're throwing a check at it. All they want is money. They come into the church. Even the politicians come to the church for votes and all that kind of stuff. Don't you know God is looking at all this foolishness? The end must come, and it must come just like God said to what? To separate those that love him from all this foolishness. It'll never stop. It'll get worse. That's why there's going to be a withdrawal here in a little bit. I don't know about you, but I can feel it. You can feel it. You don't know what it is, but it's like something down in your bone just saying, boy, lift your head to heaven. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Right. And Bishop, just what you said earlier, it keeps coming to me more constantly throughout the day, constantly. If what you just said, if you caught it, you said those that keep their mind stayed on Jesus, well, he keeps them in perfect peace.
Now,
I just heard that not too long ago today. Because situations are coming to stop us, and the devil is behind it all. But nobody would say, "No, I rebuke you, Satan." You don't hear it on TV no more, do you?
All right.
I rebuke you, Satan. He's nasty. He's no good. But people are what? Having coffee with him. They're having tea with him. They're walking hand in hand. You just said it. They're walking hand in hand with him. There is a wheat and there's a tare.
Sir, let him grow together, Lord. Let him grow together.
He's coming to separate it. And God knows it's true. I'm feeling this thing.
Yeah, all right. We're winding down here. We got about 15 more minutes. Brother Hester, I think you were saying something there for a moment.
This is earlier in my life, I used to see the elderly people sit out at different times of the day, or mid morning, or in the evening, and they always have the Bible. And I didn't, in my young age, understand how a person sit with the Bible day after day, every day. But as I got older, and I began to go to the Word, And I got to a point, and I got such a zeal that when I got off from work, I was racing home to do my little due diligence, but my set time to get in the Word is what I had a zeal. And I got such a zeal for it that when that time came, I shut off everything and didn't communicate with anybody. That was my time in the Word. And I found out, and what I didn't realize later on when I went through all the surgeries that we had with the transplants and bypass surgery, it's when I was laying there and didn't have the Word and couldn't read the Word because I was laying there so medicated, I found that when the Lord came in the room, I don't care how much medication and drug they got in your body.
Yes, sir.
It's crystal clear. Your mind becomes crystal clear, and there's no fuzzy, no confusion at all. But the Lord had prepared me before the surgery that I had such a zeal for my time that I spent in the Word, and I understood finally how every afternoon I would see Mother so-and-so or so-and-so sit on the porch reading their Bibles.
Yes, sir.
Because it's the truth that you got to embed in your heart, because there can be a many times you might not have that Word before you, but you put it in your heart. You can call on it anytime. See, the Holy Spirit's job is to bring all things into remembrance, but if you haven't put anything in there, he can't bring something you haven't put in there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I love it.
Amen. Amen. Agree with you 100%, and we're closing. Amen. I think we have another caller, another person holding. But go right ahead.
This is,
I think. Yes, sir.
This is Mr. Walter going to comment again. I just believe that it's a time like never been before for those that believe and want to stand firm on the Word of God to come together and pray and begin to really seek the face of God and pray for wisdom on how to handle the different tactics of an adversary that's coming today, because everything the world is doing is driving it away from God. You know, even from schools, even from what you see on television, everything, even in the church, you know, the devil has crept in, and he's coming in different ways and different forms. We have to stand up for righteousness, and we have to come together as one and begin to lift up the name of Christ. We know what's right. We know what the Word of God say, and we cannot compromise with the devil. And, you know, even with you got ones that want to compromise and say, yeah, it's okay for you to marry a man, and a man that's wrong. You know, we have to stand up and take a stand and not just let down the standard of God. You know, God is God of order. You know, we cannot let the order of God be dropped down and, you know, want to sugarcoat. You know, we got to stand for what's right, and we got to come together just like we're doing on this call. I agree with everything everybody's saying. You know, we just got to come together and just stand up for what's right, because the truth is what's going to be standing when everything else is left. The truth was always uphold itself, and the Word of God is going to stand no matter what comes our way, no matter what comes, no matter what goes. The Word of God is what's going to stand and what's going to keep us alive and what's going to keep us going. I just believe it's time for us to go forth and stand up together, you know, get rid of the divisions amongst us and just stand up together and realize what the devil is really trying to do in these end times. You know, it's really a time not to be divided, but to stand together and go forth.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. I appreciate, amen, everything you're saying there. And also a reminder, amen, all our listeners, amen, prostitutes, we love you. Drug addicts, we love you. Abusers, amen, or those that abuse of alcohol and substance, we love you. Homosexuals, we love you. Atheists, we love you. Amen, we love you, because the Holy Ghost give us that love of God in our heart, and we know the enemy is pushing you to do thus and so, and we are standing up. Amen. Like I recall, said that, amen, to let you know you're wrong, but we're doing it in love. We're doing it in love. Amen. We're doing it in love. We love you. We love you. God is love. God loved the whole world. He didn't have no Exodus, that person, that the enemy brought all of these trials and tribulations upon his creation. Now, how are we going to get out of this? How are we going to do this? Amen. The cure, amen, those that, amen, we have lost some great people and actors and great singers, and, you know, even though we might not agree with their lifestyle, because we was in their lifestyle, but we kind of sorry maybe they didn't have Christ. Some had committed suicide, and we, you know, they're saints of God. Amen. That's the Holy Spirit. Then St. John 14, Jesus said, amen, the 20th chapter of Matthew's and the 20th verse, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. And many of us have experienced that. I experienced that through operations and, you know, Ella Hester, as well as Garrett, many more that are listening, amen, have found themselves. They never expected to be in these situations that they're going through. Some have lost their homes that are listening. Some of your friends and relatives have lost their marriage, lost their jobs. They never expected this would happen. But yet and still, Jesus said, I'll be with you always. Not only that, St. John 14, Jesus said in the 14 and 16 verses, that I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter. Amen. That he will abide with you forever. And these end times is a time of sorrows, many sorrows. But the Holy Spirit, he specializes in comfort. He's a specialist. He specializes. Listen to what Ephesians said, 5 and 16. Amen. And Paul was saying that, amen, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And we can agree to that now. We know the days are evil. It's evil time. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Be ye not drunk with wine which is excessive, but be filled with his Spirit. And David, amen, said, Lord, fill my cup till my cup runneth over. And the apostles, know that they went back and prayed until, amen, the Holy Ghost gave them that refilling. Amen. The 19th verse of the 5th chapter of Ephesians says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, sing it and make it melody in your heart to the Lord. Amen. If we keep this in mind, amen, Ephesians 5, 16 through 19, amen, and also Hebrews 4 and 12, saying the word of God is sharp and quick. The word of God is quick and powerful. If you keep it on your mind, amen, and read the word of God, sit down and read the word of God and grab you a hymn and a song, amen. People run, driving by like brothers and sisters, looking at this person over there crying and shaking their hand in the air and clapping their feet. And what happened? Oh, man, them crazy. They crazy over there. That's a crazy person. He's just having church on his own. And you'll find out. Amen. The Holy Ghost, he's able to keep us. He's quicken us. Amen. Because we still what? We still living here now. We still living here. We still on this earth. And God wanted to show his power. Amen. That's power. That is the true power of God. When you can walk upright and you know your enemy don't like you. You can walk upright around on the job, the neighborhood. Amen. And you know they don't like you. But you can shake their hand and say, God bless you. And you go sit down. Have you ever thought about it? Amen. You ever thought about it? We're closing. And we want to ask you that you want to have a prayer for whatever prayer we will pray for. If you ever thought about going to a restaurant, you sit down in a restaurant and you order your meal, do you ever ask waiter what he believe in? Did you ever ask what the cook back there, he has a reputation, the best meal in town, what does he believe in? You ever thought about it? You ever thought about it now? Think about it. You know, we don't do that. Jesus said, pray over your food. But we love everybody because of what? The Holy Ghost in us. We love you. We love you. We love everybody. All right, we're closing out with prayer. Those of you that, amen, have a prayer request, we give you about 30 seconds here to, amen, give you a prayer request and a comment. Amen, go right ahead. think we have some holding. Go right ahead. If you have a comment or request for someone. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. We're going to be praying tonight. Amen. As always, and we are, amen, I've been instructing the church body. Amen. We go through the Daniel prayer. We're going through the Daniel prayer now. Amen. And our ministry, praying three times a day. Praying three times a day. Amen. This say a little prayer. I know we say a prayer in the morning. I find out when you get up in the morning, you say a prayer. It's very, very refreshing and help you throughout your day. And I know sometimes you pray over your food. Let's add a little extra comments. Amen. About your family, your friends, your church. Amen. Not only that, possibly, amen, the neighborhood, you know, quote the 91st song, and amen, David and Daniel, amen, prayer changed things. Jesus prayed, so, amen. And not only that, Jews say it builds you up. Jews say it builds you up. Jews say build you up. So prayer helps you to refill. Helps you to refill. We get down. Don't let the enemy tell you this, that, and the other. No, we will get down. Jesus wept. Amen. And Paul said he had encouraged himself because he found that there was some among them. It was not with them because they left from among them in Corinthians because he know that wasn't with them. You know, I look at that sometime and I say, you know, Lord, I thank God. I thank God. Amen. All right, all right. Brother Hester, do you have anything, Ella, Garrett, the other pastor, y'all have anything y'all like to say? Now we're going to pray for. We got about a minute to go.
We just pray for one another, Bishop.
All right, go
pray
ahead.
Pray for one another. And like the brother said, we come together. We come together in prayer. We might not
yes.
physically meet in one location. But
amen.
we agree in the word of God. And
yes.
God know how to separate it.
Okay, Brother Hester, go ahead. You got a comment?
I just always said that the enemy's greatest plan is to divide us so that he can conquer us. But we
can't
stand alone.
All right. My friend and our new guest, you have a comment. Amen.
Indeed. We got to stand together and go forth together. You know, put down the denomination.
Right.
Let's go forth together.
All right, close me out. Close us out, Brother Walton. You close us out in a prayer.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for bringing us together, Lord God, on this call, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for continuing to enlighten us, Lord God, and use us, Lord God, for your glory, Lord God. I ask, Lord God, that you give us wisdom, Lord God, that we may go forth in the violence of our adversary, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for continuing to strengthen us as we go forth from day to day, Lord. And I thank you, Lord God, for using us in these end times, Lord God, to be a light, Lord God, into the world of darkness, Lord God. And I thank you,
Lord.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh.